Be strong and courageous. Those are the words that Joshua definitely needed to hear. Just before that, God gave him chilling news. He said, "My servant Moses is dead." Moses, the one that Joshua was his right-hand guy for over 40 years. Moses, who he walked alongside and led alongside, but now Moses is dead. And then, top of that, he says, now the mantle of leadership, Joshua, gets passed over to you. What he needed to hear from God was to be strong and courageous. Put yourself in Joshua's spot for just a moment. He's following no less than Moses. Those are the shoes that he has to step into. You remember Moses, right? He was raised in Pharaoh's palace, left for a few years, came back, went toe to toe with who probably was the most powerful man in the world at that time, and won. Moses, who takes his staff, puts it in the Nile and it turns to blood, takes his staff, plants it in the sand, and the Red Sea parts. Another time he smacks a rock and water comes from it. You remember Moses, right? Moses, who talked to God on a regular basis. In fact, it says that he talked to God face to face. Yeah, that's the Moses, Joshua, that you get to follow. Go get him, boy. If that's not enough, God says, and by the way, Joshua, you get to take the people into the promised land. One small little problem. There's people living there. They're not going to take too kindly to the Israelites coming in to want to take over their land. So what does Joshua have at his disposal? Does he have a well-oiled machine of an army? Hardly. He's got slaves and sons of slaves that have been wandering around in the desert for 40 years. How's he going to do any of that? It's no wonder, no less than three times, God says, be strong and courageous, Joshua. Now, even though he spoke those words to Joshua, he speaks those same words to you. To be strong and courageous. You may not have to battle the Philistines, but maybe you've got to battle cancer. You don't have to take care of an entire nation, but maybe you're caring for a loved one. You don't have to feed an army, but you got to put food on the table for you and your family. There are times and situations in life that seem very, very challenging, even overwhelming to us. So the word to Joshua from God is his word to you this morning. Be strong and courageous. And they're not empty words, by the way, because each time that God speaks those words, he backs them up with a reason why we can have strength and why we can have courage. He begins by saying, remember the promises of God. Let's take a look. We'll dig right in. Joshua chapter 1, verse 6. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give to them. So, what is it that God points out? He says, you can be strong, you can be courageous. Why? He says, because I promised to give this land to your forefathers. You remember back Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, I told them this was going to be their land. And by the way, Joshua would remember the other promise, the promise to Abraham that he would make him a great nation. All Joshua had to do was take a look around him, see hundreds of thousands of people, all descendants of Abraham. God keeps his promise. Joshua would remember how God kept his promise these past 40 years. God said he would deliver them out of Egypt. He did through Moses. God said that he would protect them from their enemies. He protected them from the Egyptians and others that sought to destroy them. God said he would take care of his people. Every morning there was manna on the ground. Every evening there was quail for them to eat. Every day a reminder, God keeps his promises. So Joshua, you can have strength, you can have good courage, because I promised to give this land, and I don't break my promises. Evidently, it must have had quite the effect on Joshua, because if we fast forward to the end of Joshua's life, as he's about to die, he wants to give words of encouragement to the Israelites. Well, listen to what he says. Joshua 23. And now I'm about to go to the way of all the earth. And you know in your hearts and souls, all of you, that not one word has failed of all the good things the Lord your God promised concerning you. All have come to pass for you. Not one of them has failed. God keeps his promises. You can have strength. You can have courage in that, because God has promises for you as well. And God keeps his promises to you. The most important promise that God has kept for you has already been fulfilled, because it's the most important promise he ever made. In fact, it was the first promise he ever made. We go all the way back to the beginning of time. We go back to Adam and Eve. They fall into sin. Corruption has entered into the world. God comes in, ushers them out of the Garden of Eden. And then there's a word of admonition to them, but then there's the word of admonition to the snake, who is the devil himself. God says, one day there will come forth someone, an offspring of a woman, that will crush his head. We know who that is. We know the Savior that God promised all the way back at the beginning of time. He's Jesus of Nazareth. He's Jesus, the Son of God. God taking on flesh and blood, living among us, experiencing all that it is to be a human being. And then, although he was innocent, he's condemned to death. And there he hangs on the cross, halfway between heaven and hell. And all the sins of mankind, all the punishment that he didn't deserve, is placed upon him. And when he cries out, "It is finished," he has just crushed the head of the serpent. Because Jesus has won. He's paid the debt of our sin. When he comes to life 3 days later, he brings new life with him. New life for you and for me. New life here in this world, because we now have a life in Christ, but also a new life that lasts for eternity. The biggest promise, most important promise God has made, you already know he's fulfilled. And God keeps all of his promises. So you need strength, you need courage. Remember the promises of God. Like the promise that we find in Romans 8:28, you probably know this one. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. God promises us that he'll weave things together, that all things eventually will work together for our ultimate good. More than likely, it won't happen in the timing that you want, at least not in my experience. It'll happen in surprising ways, ways that you hadn't even thought of. But God says, in the end, everything that happens in our life, he's going to weave and shape and mold ultimately for our good. One more promise. Let's go to the first letter to the church at Corinth. He says, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. Now, first of all, I'll start out saying this. God's idea of my ability and my idea of my ability are a long ways apart. But God says, no matter how challenging life might be, no matter how stressful it may be, he will not push you past your limit. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can stand up under. And he says he'll always provide a way out. Always. Do you need strength? Do you need courage? You remember the promises of God. And then rely on the power of God. You see, the power of God comes through his means of grace, his word and his sacrament, because the sacrament is the living word. It's the visible word for us. But he says to Joshua to take heart and have strength in the word of God. Let's go back to chapter 1. If we go back to Joshua chapter 1, verse 7, he says, only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. All right, side note here, first of all, when it says law, we usually think the laws of the land, we think rules, regulations, we think Ten Commandments. In this context, law actually means all of the Word of God. So all that Moses has spoken, the first few books of the Bible, everything that's recorded in there, God says, pay attention to that. He says, pay attention. He says, stay true to that, and things are going to go well with you. Kind of makes sense, don't you think? God is the creator of the universe and everything in it. God designed you. God created you. God knows you better than you know yourself. I think he's the authority then on what does it mean to be a human being. If you will, he wrote the book on it. You pay attention to the book. You want to know how is it that you want to go well in this world? Why not go to the source of the one who created you and designed you to be who you are? So God says, you want to have success, you want to have courage, you want to have strength. He says, stay connected to my word. So much so that he goes on to say, he says, do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left. Anytime that we start veering off one way or the other, we get ourselves into all kinds of trouble. There's lots of ways that this can go wrong. There's two, though, that I can think of that are big. You see, everything can go wrong when everything is going right. When everything is going right in your life, I'm talking life is fantastic. Family life, it's terrific. Job's going well. Everyone's happy. You've got your health. Everyone in your family's got your health. You've got the best golf game of your life going, right? I'm talking that kind of good. Everything is going well. So what do? We become less diligent. Everything's going so well, slack off a little bit on the prayer life. I don't quite have time for devotions today. Maybe I'll skip Bible study. We become less diligent. My experience is when we become less diligent, we become disobedient. Because then we wander off away from God and wonder how come the bottom falls out. So one way that things can go wrong is when everything is going right. The opposite of that is true as well. Things can go wrong when everything is going, well, frankly, wrong. I mean, when the bottom falls out, when everything is going wrong. When it's just a series of events, one after another, just about the time you think, nothing else bad can happen, two more things happen. And at that point, you say, why pray? It doesn't make any difference. Why look at the Bible? It hasn't had any effect on me. And all of a sudden, we start wandering away from the very power source that we need. God says, you want to have strength, you want to have courage. Stay connected to his word. In fact, he goes on to say, meditate on it day and night. Meditate on it day and night. Stay connected to the Word of God so that he can feed you, he can give you strength, and he can give you courage. And then know the presence of God. Know that God is with you. Listen to what he says to Joshua. Now we're going to go down to verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua would be nuts not to be frightened. He would not be human if he didn't have anxious thoughts about taking over the leadership from Moses and then leading the people to conquer the land. That would be foolish. God says, don't be afraid. Joshua, I'm with you every step of the way. I'm not sending in you alone, but I'm there. It's even more dramatic if you look at verse 5, and it says this, just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Now, that's a statement. God says, as I was with Moses, I'm with you. Joshua knows firsthand how God was with Moses. He witnessed it every day, that God was with them in every moment. Now he says, as I was with Moses, says Joshua, I am with you. Well, you want to know some even more startling news? As God was with Moses, he's with you. That's his promise. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Jesus himself said, I'm with you to the very end of the age. God's presence is always there. He's with you as you're sitting in the waiting room for the doctor to hear the lab results. He's with you when you're in the hospital sitting next to a loved one. He's with you when you're in the classroom and when you're in the living room. He's with you when you're driving down the road. He's with you right now. You want strength? You want courage? Know the presence of God. You don't have to face it alone. See, these aren't empty words that God speaks to Joshua nor to us. Be strong. Be courageous. We can find strength and we can find courage in the promises of God, the power of God, and the presence of God. Amen. Stand and pray with me. Heavenly Father, every day we need courage and every day we need strength. Let us hear the words that you spoke to Joshua, knowing that you spoke them to us as well. And let us look to your promises. Let us lean on the power of your word and know the presence you have in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.